Christoph. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I'm really glad you have. We're going to talk about tonight, and most of you already know this, that Radiance by Design is about you and about consciously radiating a higher, well, I'd say your consciousness, or consciously radiating a higher consciousness than you might be radiating if you are unconscious about it. So I've been thinking about, like, what is going on? And my guides and angels were really quick to tell me that there is a huge amount going on. Mother Earth knows that she has some fixing up of herself to do, however you approach that, and how she's radiating higher fields and moving energies through her body mind, creating a certain kind of disruption. Some of us know about floods, and we know about volcanoes and earthquakes and all kinds of things. Well, those are ways in which Mother Earth dumps or sends out, rejects some of the frequencies that are not working, or sending up higher frequencies to disrupt the status quo. We've also heard that, and the status quo has been erupted quite a bit. I was thinking about the big floods in Pakistan and the number of people that are without homes and so on, and we can stop always and send light over to help that kind of situation. The other thing is, we were talking about tonight with the guides and angels, is how there are some amazing high frequency energy downloads coming in. The universe is always in a state of change. It's moving and fluctuating. And I remember years ago seeing huge, like, swashbuckling waves out there as an intuitive, and like, wow, what was going on? And then hearing later that there is a huge amount of change going on throughout our galaxy, throughout our solar system, and so on. And it's coming from, we would just put it this way, downloads of energies, high frequency energies. And there are many who will tell you that it's higher beings, ascended beings, or beings of great consciousness that are consciously sending those downloads. So however you believe that, they're still happening. One of the ways I learned to reach and feel those is to place my hands, palms up in the air, and really hold my hands high and call them in. And I could feel them bouncing off my hands, and learned a lot about healing energy that way. And you could do it too. Anything I can do, you can do better. Anyway, so that the other thing is that you and I are seeking at a very deep level, most of us, let me see, not everybody. Some people are seeking to hold and maintain that which they know, that which they can count on, that which makes them secure. But some of us are seeking higher fields and higher frequency energies all the time for the sake of integrating those kinds of wisdom and consciousness that come with the higher frequencies and integrate within each of us. And the guides were teasing me earlier and saying, guess what? There's a lot of people who are experiencing horrible disruptions because that which is a higher frequency energy moving through the body is having to push through some of the constructions of thoughts and feelings and lineage and however else you got these constructions in your body mind, trying to push through those. Now, just before this show, I received three different calls from people with tremendous headaches. One of my dear friends, Jill, has a headache so bad she can't believe it. Now, Jill's a healer, and it was really shocking to hear that she's just unable to break out of it because she's also an herbalist and so on. So looking at her, I see this, that what the guides were talking about is this tremendous influx of high-frequency energies, which she herself attracts. You do too. Those of us who are on the consciousness trail will attract these almost bombastic fields that come through. And then they move up through, and as we learn to absorb them, we have our own resistances because part of us wants to maintain the lifestyle and the security that we believe in and have developed. And all of us listening to Radiance by Design are people who have a soul journey that's pushing up through us, pushing up, seeking a higher level, no compromises, a higher level of consciousness, an awakening, participating in a change. So here's a wonderful, wonderful woman who's a wonderful healer, feeling the pressure of having these higher frequency energies come through and bop at her in subconscious levels of fighting back, wanting to maintain her security. But also in her, I see this incredibly powerful intuitive self and these spiraling lights moving up through, wanting to reach for a higher and higher consciousness. And in that, it's creating a blinding headache. You can see the resistance and the combativeness and the fighting for space inside of her feeling thoughts and feelings. You see that? So a person at that level, I'm not saying this about Jill because I haven't talked to her in person right now, and that's a better way to find out. But a person like that is probably, and you can check your own life for this, radiating a certain kind of confusion and radiating a certain kind of fragility and strength moving back and forth. That's really interesting. So we're going to spend some time learning about how to adapt ourselves to accept the higher frequency energies, whether they're coming from the earth, whether they're coming from other people and experiences and rituals you're doing, or from our sacred geometrics, or whether they're coming from downloads away out there. That's a long preamble, so let's do some energy work together. Let's create the sacred geometric structures in which we can do wonderful research, we can do meditations, we can do healing. We get a lot of magic in these, and we create them with our own minds and our hearts. Isn't that great? It's just with subtle energy and with geometric shapes. So everybody close your eyes unless you're walking, driving, doing cartwheels on the edge of a cliff, things that sort of thing. Take a few deep breaths to release those tensions that you have inside, and so do I sometimes. One more. And I like to call in the presence, call in the beings of light and truth, consciousness and love. Good. And now above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball, and it's a radiant golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, 20 feet out, drop a four-sided pyramid, the lines of which are gold. And then upside down, with its point, the upside down point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And when the two meet point to point, they create an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And now inside of that, a crystal ball. And take a look at the colors in your crystal ball. And notice how the energy changes inside a crystal ball as opposed to an octahedron. And then inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, and you're inside of it. So let's start spinning and spinning and spinning in our star tetrahedron. Yeah, that's great. And now on the screen in front of you, there's a magical screen, and as you spin and spin, we'll have our little screen on which we create heightened versions of what it is you want to create. These are manifestation tools. They're also meditation tools and also research. So let's end healing. So in the first manifestation movie that you're going to create, let's see a picture, a movie of you being doing as if as you want to be. Yeah, I like to be multidimensional. I'd like to have absolute flexible access to many dimensions. Good stuff. What is it you'd like? See that happening. Feel that happening. Enjoy that happening, whatever it is you want for yourself. Good. And then wrap it in light and move to your next movie. And this movie is all about you creating something you want to create. All right. Whether your project is a home and family, healing, a book, a movie, it sounds like charades, right? A book, a movie, a song, whatever it is you want to create, see the resources coming to do this, to help you with your creation, and see your creation coming to fruition And all of the resources, whether they're financial, creative, in the form of individuals or corporate, just see it all coming together. And there's your wonderful productivity in its full regalia. See it happening, enjoy it. See and feel and know the resources coming to keep it going. That's right, so wonderful. And when you're smiling away and you know it's really successful, wrap it in light. And then let's move to the next vision, which is our healing center, our galactic healing center. Now you have a team of healers in the consciousness team around you. And see that team of healers standing around a healing table. And you're going to call yourself in and leap up on that table and lie down and have this team of healing beings work with you. What is it you'd like to have help with? Sometimes they'll tell you and sometimes you'll tell them because that's the way it works, isn't it? And they might give you some hands-on massage. They may give you energy work. They may give you a lecture. I've had that. Good. And feel the love as they work with you. Good. And when you think they're almost done, ask if they have any special messages for you. Good. And sometimes you want to write down the message. Keep track of it because sometimes they're very, very helpful. And then when you're ready, wrap that scenario in light. And our team is magical, so have them replicate themselves around our second healing table and then bring someone in. I'm going to bring my other person in with a headache. And have that person lie on the table. Good. And then this healing team is going to work on that person. You could work on them too. You can help. Remember, this is our magic, and there is no time and space in this way when we have our subtle energy body lying on the table. And our healing team, which is etheric and very beautiful and very magical. Good. And ask if there's any advice for this person that you've brought in. My person has a headache, as I said to you already, and they're telling me that she needs to clarify three things in her world and make some very clear decisions. So I'll jot that down and go talk to her after the shows are over. Excellent. Now we'll bring out the third table. And who would we like on the third table? Have that person come in. Okay. And then that person's either got something wrong with them already or something they want to work on emotionally and psychically. This person is in despair is what she is for a number of reasons. Okay. Now, sometimes when people aren't getting their life together the way they want to, it is really how we're radiating. Because this person, the team is saying that they need to kind of send out a much more high frequency energy, a more ebullient, bubbly kind of energy. And that it's very difficult because when she's holding in like this, she becomes hard to even remember in a day, if you know what I mean. People just don't respond well to her. Yeah, and what they're doing is bringing up her heart and her lungs for courage and straightening out the spine. And then when it's done, let's wrap that in light. And now let's do one final thing, which is a great political scenario. What would you like to see politically? Take a look at some political scene that you're thinking about or you're concerned about and bring a picture of that in here. It could be a number of things. One is, I think the global economic situation is really distressing an awful lot of people. A lot of it started here, so you just do what you want. I'll just do that one for now. I didn't think of five different ones, but right now I'm going to do that. The global economic scene and the number of people who are feeling a huge, like, their whole security is being dashed for reasons of corruption and greed and so on. We all know what that's like. Good. And then let's bring in some of the key figures and see them dotted around the world and see them in positions of power. And let's bring in some beautiful kind of an apricot, orangey gold light and have it come into the top of our head and take it through your hands and absolutely radiate that to the hearts and minds of any of those individuals you can see. Or even the ones that run Goldman Sachs and people who are in high positions, Summers, Bernanke, any of these different beings that are in positions that can do something about it, that are still conscripting the money and the finances for their own means. Oh, good. And I want you to send that wonderful colored light through your heart and your hands into the hearts and hands of all these different people. As you and I know, radiating consciously, if we can bring the consciousness or the radiance up higher, people make different decisions, don't they? They may work for the good of the group when their hearts are more open and see this wonderful, wonderful colored light going to difficult places in the world, in Africa, difficult places where people are very, very ill, or where, like Pakistan, where the water is... I haven't really paid too much attention to what's finally happening with the water, but I know many, many people have been displaced and the water was poisoned by their sewers. Even going into China and thinking of all the toxicity there, it's not hard to pick a lot of places that need our support. And so let's just end up sending that wonderful healing light all around the entire world, bathing the world in it. Good. And then sending that light one more time around the world, bringing it back in through your hands and into your chest and up through the top of your head and back out. And I want you to close off the healing center and then jump back into your star tetrahedron. Spinning, 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 spinning. Here we all are, dizzy as can be, but quite happy to be back in our spinning world. So how are you tonight? I really would like to talk about manifesting. I like to talk about the physical problems that so many people are going through right now. What's going on with you with Mercury retrograde? What's going on in your world as far as manifesting? Are you buying into... I was at a... workshop with Kathleen Kingdon. I'm mixing up her. She channels Dwal Cool. And we went to a workshop called Recession Proofing Your Mind. Oh my goodness, it was very, very wonderful. They have a wonderful CD set called Recession Proofing Your Mind as well. And all the way through it, it's about not buying into the collective insecurities, financial insecurities these days, not being a product to that and using all of the tricks and meditations that you and I have learned to keep our mind from being swamped by thoughts and feelings that are rolling around and around the world. So what's going on with you? I see three or four of you, I see quite a number actually, who are looking for work. But one of the things that I'm seeing is, and let me see here. What it looks like is many of you are thinking things like this. Well, there aren't any jobs, and the employment rate is at an all-time high, and that they're never going to let us, and the income tax thing and the medical coverage and the hooly-hoo and the blah-blah-blah, and feeling very dejected and feeling like your possibilities are extremely limited. And I'm saying to you, yeah, it may feel like that, and in some ways you could say that possibilities are the possibilities of functioning in the same old corporate systems change. But there are possibilities out there, and we want to keep our minds and our hearts clearing all the time. I'm not saying you never bring in the idea that, my gosh, it's going to be really hard to get a job. I mean, you go bring in that idea. Don't freak about that. But to actually process it through and say, I'm going to change that. Because one of the things that's going on the planet is there are a lot of people creating new jobs and new kinds of invention. And I think it's a very, very there's an aspect of times right now that is kind of fascinating, where people are thinking of green, different kinds of inventions that are creating green industries or industries to help people green up their lives, developing solar panels, developing, what is it called, Bob, when you get energy out of the air and you can actually run things, free energy, zero point energy, lot of different things like that. And what I hear is, of course, that a lot of that gets stopped in its tracks by the powers that be. But really, if enough beings, and I've heard that this is possibly happening, if enough beings all over the world are doing it and getting the instructions even from the internet or wherever, it can't be stopped, because it's not like one or two or three labs that it's happening. Human nature is amazing. If you're really stymied, get to work and start creating what it is you would like to do on the planet to help us get through this really challenging time. I talked about my friends who have, tonight, just coincidentally, three of them having humongous headaches that were almost debilitating, if they weren't debilitating. And I was talking about how the energies are rising up from through the earth, through Mother Earth, and some are coming down through being downloaded in the universe. And some are coming up meeting our own soul's drive, a kind of a microcosmic thing, a soul's drive of evolving and raising our fields and frequencies. And it's really quite a difficult time for people to maintain the old pattern, but it's not such a hard time. Well, for many, it could be an advancing time to create things differently, to start doing new projects, to find relationship and connection with people who are really willing to build up their resources in a new kind of way. And what I started off saying is, I see some of you out there looking for work, and I'm going, I see two that are going to actually be working together because they ran into each other. One of them was a very depressed, and the other's going, well, why don't we create something? And they're doing something. It has to do with, it's not quite solar panels, but some kind of panels. I'm not even sure what they are. They're darker than solar panels. But in any case, what they're doing is developing a little industry of their own. And that's the kind of thing that I think is going to happen more and more. But in any case, what are you trying to create right now? What are your thoughts and feelings about it? And how can we clear it? Why don't you call in and talk to me about your life? 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And plus, somebody else emailed me tonight, and she was telling me that she's opening more and more and receiving more and more messages. How many of you want to call in and talk about that? Another number is 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602. Another one is 530-413-4510, 530-413-4510. And the other, the final line, is 530-413-4522, 530-413-4522. So my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love it when you call in and we have amazing discussions on the phone. I can see somebody out there who's really hesitant. She's going back and forth, partly because she has a friend there. Call anyway. That's really fun. Another one who's feeling quite, why you're feeling kind of crazy. But I'm saying to you, you're not really crazy. You're in a state of rapid change. And you have to be. You have to drop some of those beliefs and those structures that you have inside of your own heart and mind about the way your life was supposed to go, because it's just not going to go that way. And I see this woman that I'm talking about is nervous and frustrated because she's feeling very much like, I would say, a failure. Okay, let's use that word, the failure word, because it really is true that we fail in our mission to be a certain way. It might be having a home and family and a white picket fence and a secure job that will go till I retire and all of that. In many ways, many, many people have failed on that. This woman is still kind of shattered by that, but I see right behind her, it's really interesting, I see a new, and this is not the same two people as I saw a few minutes ago, but this is a new kind of friendship, relationship, and the person coming into her life is an authority on doing things a slightly different way, is going to incorporate her into it, and she's going to become a teacher of a style of working in the world that's very innovative and somehow includes, I'm not sure what this is. It looks a little bit like it's a manufacturing system with some kind of a school attached to it, because it seems like it's a way to bring home and family into some kind of industrial situation. And the two of them are putting their heads together, and oh my gosh. And I don't think it takes as much money to get started in this particular system as what she was living in before she failed. Remember, I'm using that word on purpose, because what is failing? Failing is actually when, let's see, if we look at a paradigm, when the paradigm is dying, we're all failing and trying to maintain its particular drive, aren't we? And then I see my friend who's becoming much more aligned with her higher frequency information. I see her, and I see many people all over the world. It's not every person, maybe ideally it would be, but human nature is very infinite. Like, we have the ability to break out of the cellular limitations, and I'm not promising you I can do this quite yet, but I'm working on it. But we know that we can break out of the limitations that our cells have been programmed with. Of like living in the third dimension, knowing how life is, knowing that we lived from between 70, 80 years, and that we're just going to age a certain way and so on. And what the guides keep showing me here is that there's a connection between the higher resources of consciousness and us today, and the more we connect to the higher, meaning as you walk even to the grocery store, and you can connect to higher fields and consciousness, the more magic you're going to pull off, and the more unlimited you're going to be, and the more fun and the more love you're going to have. The other thing about that is when we're trying to heal the earth, or we're trying to get in step with what Mother Earth requires, that kind of consciousness is going to help us a whole lot more become attuned to. It's as if the beings of light and consciousness are going to help you work with yourself as if you are we'll go back to the old image of a violin string, and you're going to attune to what the earth needs at any given time. You're going to be able to twang yourself and attune to the various beings around you. You're going to be able to consciously line up with what's required to harmonize with various people. And you're going to help people get well, and you're going to heal with people. It's a very exciting time. It's kind of a crazy time. Anyway, my friend who emailed me, I just love it. You're tuning in more and more to your higher consciousness, and you're going to have somebody ask you questions, and you're going to just stay right in the higher consciousness so you can answer those questions. It's very exciting. And there's a number of you working on this. Keep going, because if enough of us are doing it, then what's going to happen is a really big wave of change. Talking about a wave of change is my guides and angels were also saying that there is a huge wave of change that's coming up through the earth. I was already talking about the earth and also the downloads, but the number of people, they said that the waves of change or the healing waves coming up through the earth, the healing frequencies coming up through the earth, are actually, you could almost say consciously, coming into us through our feet or through our ways of relating to the earth, so that we ourselves can carry the higher fields and frequencies and send them like a wave through to the collective. And that's a really exciting thing. In my show Paradigm Shifters, I like talking about talking to people, interviewing people who are working to make a difference in the collective. And what kind of differences do we need made? Well, we'd like to find ways of prosperity, find ways of win-win, find ways of communicating positive things, find ways of offsetting kind of the enslavement from advertising, if you will, and money consciousness, and more into developing life and more of a very creative win-win, absolutely unlimited way of being. So why don't you call in and I can stop all this chat here. So, all right, then I'm just going to talk about you. There's somebody who's standing here and she's very, very frustrated. Look at her. Very frustrated. She's very stiff. And she's feeling like life on the planet is kind of a hopeless mess right now. She's probably 60. And the fact that people are losing confidence and are kind of bitter and sarcastic. And I just see her, and I want to say to you, to all of you at home, if you're feeling at all that kind of stuck place where you say, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? I mean, like nothing's happening and nobody's stopping the corruption and nobody's stopping the damaging of the earth and nobody's stopping the corporate ripoffs and nobody's stopping this and that. Then you get this kind of tension and we start aging into it, don't we? I want you to feel in your body the tension that you all have to a degree, some only a tiny wee bit, and some have a lot, and holding against what the status quo is, espousing, I guess is the right word right now. I want you to hold that and just feel it and be really conscious of it. Good. Again, hold it. Be really conscious of it. Now exaggerate it a little bit. And then now hand it to your guides. When you've exaggerated it, you can feel where it is in your body. And then hand it over to your guides. I'm glad you called. But I want you to hand it over to your guides, because I just finished this thought before I talked to you, that my friend, the lady that was so stiff, when she hands it over, I could see her little body. I think she's actually quite tall, but her body suddenly got this kind of much softer tune to it, because we are vibrational beings. And she has the ability, again, to reach with her mind and heart for higher impulses that come from the downloads. I know she does, and she's going to report that to me. So good evening. You are on the air. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. This is Marilyn, and how are you tonight?
Hi, Marilyn. I'm just great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I want to let you know that I tried, you know, calling on the 1-800 number or 888, and it didn't work. And then I tried the 327, and it didn't work. And so I was on the third number, and I'm glad I got through.
Well, I'm glad you persevered, because I'm tired of myself talking.
I know. I say I always enjoy your show, and you were talking about people giving up, and I just don't want people to give up. I worked back in the 50s, early 60s, and took every class. I was working at the University of Washington, took every class they offered, and one of them was the new machines were coming on, IBM. So I took this class that was free. Anything free, I took. And I was the number one in the class, and they told me how great I was, of course. Well, then I ended up having babies, and after I was ready to go back into the market to find a job, I thought, oh, there's one in the paper. I'll just call up and get this job, because I'd always been a positive-thinking person, called up, and, oh, my God, it was like I was some kind of antique by then. They didn't want anything to do with me. So the long and short of it is I went through ads, found something that I really didn't know I would like. It was an insurance and a part-time job, but it was great. It opened up a whole new avenue, and we can do things that we never thought we could. And
wow.
I just want others to know, yeah, that they've got to just keep a positive attitude, and there's going to be something out there. It might not be their field, but like you were saying, it's going to be something. It could be something brand new.
I love that message, because I guess that's what I'd like to say to people, too, that it doesn't have to be your field, because this is also a very innovative time, isn't it?
Yes, yes, mm. yes.
And you're always ready for the next thing, aren't you?
Well, I'm try to be. Yes, you always got to think ahead a little bit so the whatever is coming down our way isn't going to be a total shock. But we don't want to have any negative thoughts either, because they're not going to help us get through it.
Well, you know what's funny about you, Marilyn, is while you're talking, I'm seeing this part of you that is going to suddenly have a talent that you don't even know you have yet, which I want to link back to the fact that we are a changing species as well, if we let ourselves be, aren't we?
Do you see horns coming out of your something?
Just the one at the top of your head, because you're becoming a unicorn.
Am I talking too loud? My husband has this darn phone on high all the time, and I was afraid maybe I was yelling at you. I'm not really, it's just the phone.
No. It's perfect, but you're also reminding me, because I'm looking at your own personal lights, and you're reminding everyone that we don't know. I mean, this is the hardest thing about these days, is we get frustrated, but really we don't know where it's all going. So there's kind of an exciting newness about it as well, isn't there?
That's right, and that's what I want to kind of instill in people. Don't give up the ship. There's something out there, and it might not pay us what we wanted to. I mean, I was making far less than what I did, you know, through the university, and yet we got by, and everything will work out. I mean, it just takes a little bit of perseverance sometimes, and sometimes it makes you happier in the end. Let's face it, you know, we don't always call everything the way we want it. It doesn't turn out the way we want it, rather, I should say.
Well, thank you, Marilyn, and you're absolutely right. I really like that. That's inspiring.
Oh, you're wonderful, and just keep up the good work, and we got to get more people listening to Veronica. I love this. Thank you, Veronica,
thank you.
And have a good
thank
night.
Thank you, darling. And you too.
Well,
that's absolutely true, and the thing that I started to say earlier is that because of the nature of reality these days and the infinite possibility of being a human being, we do not know where, you know, I keep thinking, well, maybe we'll learn to time travel. But we don't know what it is we can do to contribute on the planet. And that is very exciting. And I'll tell you something. As an intuitive, I see these, like, waves of change coming up, different things being manufactured than stuff we know about right now, that sort of thing. I don't know what it is. I just see it kind of bubbling up like this really interesting series of bubbles coming off the norm in our society. It could be a very exciting time if we release ourselves from the feelings of loss and failure and really get to work on stuff we want to create. So call in, and that's 888, but apparently the number didn't work according to Marilyn. It's 888. Come on, you guys, call in. And how many of you are talking to your angels and guides, and what are they saying? And I know a lot of you listen to Jackie's show after this one with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And very often what she does is sends out all these different flyers from people saying, you know, or newsletters from people saying what kind of experiences are going to happen and so on. And what I find is that, A, they're really interesting and beautifully written and certainly very conscious. But what I find is that there's a discrepancy between them all. They're not the same. And when I watch it, I go, you know what? Your flows and my flows are different. Our subjective reality is different. The way you hook in with your higher fields and consciousness and the Mother Earth planet is different from the way I do. And I don't think as a species we've been that comfortable with that kind of approach. But if I read all of the things that go out with Jackie's newsletter, I'm kind of, I used to be very perplexed because they weren't, or if you read all the astrological things that are out, we just had Linda Sherman on Paradigm Shifters, and I just love her feisty approach to it all. But it's not the same as other astrologers. So again, we go back into the fact that we're humans that are becoming unlimited, and in the process of becoming unlimited, our subjective perceptions, we have to do manifestation and creation, you have to be able to focus. I always say to people in my work and my readings, you can't live into predictions because predictions are meant to be played with. If you take hold of your mind and your visions and you create and create them, they're going to be a lot different than mine, aren't they? They're going to be, or maybe not a lot, but they're going to be different from mine. They're going to be different from your husband's or your wife's. It's going to be different from your neighbor's, but because that's one of the joys about being a human being. And I find that's one of the most magical things. I used to always ask Jackie's team when I was on that show, I'd say, meaning something, we can all be sitting in a row on the couch and we're all creating a reality that's different. So we can have an entirely different reality even though we're sitting on the same couch. What do you think of that? I'm going to give the numbers one more time. 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. So call in. And so I want to go on about what I was talking about, which is our manifestation capacity. When we want to manifest, and what, let me see, what was missing with the secret, I think a lot of us have talked about quite a bit. What was missing is they didn't talk about how your subconscious, your programming, like, nothing good ever happens for me, or in my family we're always poor, or those are kind of subconscious or lineage programs. They're the kind of things that keep manifesting more than something that we quickly and superficially create with our mental processes. So what you want to do is you want to drop into your body. Maybe we'll do a manifestation thing here right now. Yeah, I'm going to think about my friend here who's been looking for a job, and she's extremely frustrated because she hasn't been able to get a job. Now, the guides and angels said she was going to get her job when she had been able to incorporate higher fields and frequencies in her body, mind, and stabilize a really strong and supportive spiritual resonance. That sounds like a really big demand, doesn't it? I'd rather think that it would be easier for her, but so far it hasn't been. So let's do some work together. Let's take a look at what's going on in your body, mind. Take a few deep breaths and wrap yourselves in light. That's to separate from one another enough so you don't take on each other's hoo-ha. Instead, we just raise the field and frequency of our entire community. Okay? Now drop inside your body, mind, and then imagine what's something that you'd want to create. I'm thinking about my friend who's looking for a job, okay? I want to know, I know that she wants to create a job, and she wants to create a specific kind of job, and I know that what she's got in her mind, in her heart, and I know what her fears are. Okay, now do you have something in your mind and your heart? Now take a look at your body, mind, meaning, do you have fears? Do you have any yeah buts going on? Do you have any questions in there? Bring those up. Even if it's something as goofy as, oh, they'll never hire me, or some of the stuff that we in our conscious minds go, nonsense, I wouldn't believe that. Still, bring it up, yank it up, hand it to your guides and angels. Bring it up, hand it to your guides and angels. Now, I'm doing a television series, which some of you know, and it's been delayed lately. So I want to say, okay, here's my manifestation thing. So I'm going to say, I want this wonderful television series. I want it to go forward. Well, inside, I can feel immediately something that's hilarious. I feel myself holding back because I'm going, it's never going to happen because everything's been delayed, and that happens to me, and then I'll forget, you know, all of these things that are just, I think, the negative ego or that part of ourselves that kind of badmouths us and picks on us. So I'm a perfect example right now. I want to manifest that. I want to see all of the resources, people, places, and things coming together to wrap this whole project in light and buoyancy, and so it'll be really enjoyed by the world, and I'll be giving my service, and it's a creative adventure for me, and so on. So, and this is true for my friend who's looking for a job, and I see a number of others of you out there, usually in your belly area or in your legs, because the legs represent how we feel and believe about support. Female on the left, male on the right. The legs will kind of get weak, and the belly houses the subconscious, karma, or the tyranny of the subconscious mind. And when I was doing my little play there about my manifestation, it was my belly that felt like it was kind of caving in, or and my feet got weird. What happens in your body when you call up what is holding you back, or what is doubting your projection into the world? It's funny to do it. Don't be afraid of it. Let the goofy stuff come up. Bring it up. Bring it up. I say, get up here, all of you. I want to see it. And then hand it over to your guides and angels. Say, here, you take this. And then fill yourself with light. And then once again, create the image that you want to create. And see the vitality of it. And see the laughter and the heartfelt excitement that you've got in there. That's right. Now, my friend who was looking for a job, she looks much perkier now because she looked kind of hollow when I first started. Let me see these people over here. Okay, you got a couple over here. You're just being very rigid about wanting to do it a certain way. I'm saying to you, bring up your rigidities, because remember, we're vibrational vehicles. We're kind of like making a sound into the world. And we want to release these old rigidities because they come back to us, don't they? Everything comes back and gets in the way of your product. So bring up that rigidity and then send it off to your guides and angels. And then come back into the room. And when you're talking about security, what is security really? I mean, if you want to get a job for security, you want to get your security up inside of your body-mind in order to get the job. You see what I mean? You're going to bring it up and good. Now bring it up again. Bring up the whole feeling of security. Bring it up. Exaggerate it. I want to be secure. I want to be secure. So what is security? So what is security? Bring it up and feel it in your body-mind. Okay. And then send it out there. Because you're going to have your greatest sense of security when you really love yourself and what it is you want to create, and where you call up your fears and hand them over or release them. And then you can be a lot more secure in yourself, your ability to manifest. And the thing that Marilyn said that I loved, well, I enjoyed your call, Marilyn, but in any case, the thing that I'm remembering is that you don't actually know, like you want to get a certain job a certain way. Always tack on it that or something better, because you don't actually know when you have to make a big change whether it's not better for you. Sometimes that's being brought toward you for your own good, so that you can bring up another aspect of yourself and have a different kind of adventure. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I love to talk to you. I don't know who my paradigm shifter is next week. Last week we had Linda Sherman, and it was very, very exciting. I don't know how many of you heard her talking about what's going on in the world and astrologically the demands that are being made for more illumination of systems that are not so hot. And again, the way she talks, it's always about how we can step in and fill the start to rebuild the society that's coming apart. And those of you who have heard Swami Beyondananda and Steve Berriman have heard him talk about how we're at a time in history where we have the falling apart of a lot of systems. Oh, goody, we've got a call. But it's like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. It's an essential disintegration, and it's through the imaginal cells or the imagination that we learn to step forward. You're on the air. Hello, who are you?
This is Stephanie again. How are you?
I'm good, Stephanie. How are you? Did you have trouble getting through?
No, I called one of the 530 numbers.
Good. Okay. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to call and say, first, thank you for helping me out last week. And as far as the rigidity, I would be one of those people that's kind of funny. It's like I'm flowing with it anyway, even though emotionally I'm being rigid. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm flowing with it. It's this push-me-pull-me thing I've been through for a while. But it's funny. It's not that I'm not flowing or doing the right things. It's my attitude about it. And I've been getting that message for a long time. And I do let it go. It's pretty amazing what happens.
Is it hard to let it go?
Yeah, it's funny. It is, but it's not, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
You know, it's like sometimes I've done this since I was a kid. I just get up and I just do. And I totally let it go. Like one day I said, I'm just going to get to class and I'm going to walk in right at 1:00. Today I'm going to be on time and I'm going to be open to whatever it is that takes me there, that gets me there. I don't care if I have to walk through different dimensions, which I guess I've done that before. I just go and sometimes
I
get there. Huh?
We like that part, the different dimensions.
It's kind of fun. You enter one point, you exit another, and like, how do I do that? But that's fun, but it never happens when I just say, that's going to happen. It just happens when I set an intention to let it go. It's like I'm not allowed to have it be all full of ego because then it just falls on its face, and so do I. I mean, I'm just never allowed to really get away with stuff. I never have been.
That's a good lesson, isn't it, Stephanie?
Yeah, my whole life, it's like, you will be a leader, whether you run, I don't care if you're going to run away from it, you will be a leader, you will be a teacher, and we're not letting you get away with squat. And it's been annoying, but I'm glad, you know, it's just kind of annoying, because I still try to get away with stuff, even though I really don't want to. It's like, what's going on with that? But that day,
I'm going to have to cut this short, Stephanie, because we're going to be pulled off stage.
Oh, okay.
It's too late, honey.
Okay.
But thank you so much. I'm really glad you called.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to you next week.
Maybe. Bye.
Okay. All right. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for being a part of our Radiance by Design community. And right after this, you're going to hear from Jackie Salviti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And what Jackie's going to be talking about is opening a stargate. We're all participating in opening a stargate at her intensive, which is coming up in Las Vegas on October the 9th this year. And so I recommend that you tune in or stay tuned in for ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I don't know who my guest is next week, and I know it'll be somebody very good. I have several irons in the fire, some of the nutritionist, and there's a nutritionist I've been stalking, trying to get him on the air, and I'm hoping it'll be him talking about hormones and all the foods and engineered foods and a lot of really top-of-the-line approaches to what we ingest besides thoughts and feelings. So thank you so much for being a participant in our Radiance by Design community, because my belief is that as we have more and more of the emerging community consciousness, it's a win-win for all of us. Imagine those inventions and manufacturing things that we can create in a new reality with our minds and with our hearts. Take a deep breath and send out love to everyone listening. and everyone else too, but everyone listening in our community. See you at the top of the hour or on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. Good night.